They carried the dead rider to our master's house. And I heard afterwards that it was George Gordon, the only son of a local landowner, and a fine young man. A man from the village came to look at the black horse on the grass. The animal was in great pain, and one of his legs was broken. The man began to feel the horse all over. Then he shook his head. Someone ran to our master's house and came back with a gun. Soon after, there was a loud bang and a terrible cry. Then all was still. The black horse did not move again. My mother was very unhappy. "I've known that horse for years," she said. "His name was Rob Roy. He was a good, brave horse." She never went near that end of the field again. Not many days after, we heard the church bell and saw a long, strange black carriage pulled by black horses. They were taking the body of young George Gordon to the churchyard to bury him. He would never ride again. I never knew what they did with Rob Roy, but it was all for one little hare.